Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, good evening. It's Robin Tate here, and it's July the 8th, 2018. This is episode 483 of the Overseas Connection podcast. I am your host. It's me, Robin Tate, at Bongo the Sane, and I am in Northern Ireland. And it hasn't rained in a very, very long time. It seems very alien to us UKers, even though we celebrate our wonderful, wonderful victory in the footy. Which is very strange as well. Lots of strange stuff going on in the UK at the moment. Anyway, we're here tonight to talk about some video games, maybe, and some stuff that's been going on. Not a lot of news going on this time of year. Not a lot of gameplay going on this time of year either. Anyway, you find us in this spot every single Sunday evening. It's all nicely updated on our Twitch feed now. We do it at 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and that's at twitch.tv/OC Podcast and mixer.com/OC Podcast and other places like YouTube as well. And, I'm here tonight with a random dog. I'm here with Nick. I'm here with Kim. And I'm here with Mark. Good evening, people.
Good evening.
Hi.
How are you doing? Dog, how are you?
Ruff. It feels rough.
There you go.
Yeah. How are you all? He's good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How's it been? Mark, you had the hottest day. It's a bit cooler over here, but it's still like mid-20s. But you just had the hottest day on record today, or is that just the Londoners?
No, that one here. It was a bit cloudier today, but it has been hot all week. It's been in the high 20s, pushing 27, 28, 29 all week. And I'm not complaining. I do love the heat, but we do need some rain now. It's been a good 4 weeks since we even saw rain, which is very unusual for the UK. My grass is dying to death.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I usually have plenty of grass, but I've run out.
That's when you went to Amsterdam, though.
That would never happen. It was funny. On Wednesday evening, there was a fire. I was about 7 miles away from here, and it was a brush fire, a heather.
Yeah.
Like a peat bog. Yeah, peat bog. Yes, it's Ireland. And the heather had went on fire. And Judith and I were sitting outside recording our little weight loss thing that we do on a Wednesday evening. And I looked outside, and there's these little particles coming down of ash. And it was like, I can imagine that's what it's like at a volcano. And this big, massive cloud miles and miles away. It was just covering the sky. Fantastic sunset it was. But, everything is so dry. Watching the Formula One today at Silverstone, and the grass around the track, where it's usually really green, is just all bleached out. Everything is, this is summer, this is what it is. And it seems to going to be continue. I mean, I think there's going to be some light showers or a possibility of light showers sometime later on this week, but I think this is going to continue on for another week or two. So it's nice getting up, and it's nice having your I ate my dinner out outside every night there this week, and it's lovely. I like it. I could get used to this if it was like this all summer and a real tough winter, but we have to just enjoy it while it's still here. I mean, weather-wise for you guys, is the summer is there, and that's it, isn't it? Isn't that just the way it is?
Mm-hmm.
You're just hot now? No?
Well, it's bloody.
There's a lot of places having heat waves, because I've seen some news from like New York and stuff, and they're saying, please let it be over for a bit, and it's just crazy everywhere. Global warming.
We're flooding.
You're flooding?
Yep. It has rained every day for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So it's wow.
It's usually everywhere, like,
the, yeah, we'll get the odd, it was 38°C the other day with the heat index. It was So it goes anywhere between 30 and 38. But then it'll rain, and it'll rain really fat, heavy rain for a couple of hours and do flash floods everywhere. And then they've got flooding in Houston again. They've got, I mean, it's just, it's nuts. And our storms usually go from where we are easterly towards you guys. Mm-hmm. They're coming from the east and heading west.
Oh.
Hmm.
So our radar looks backwards to me.
So that rain we should have had. That's the rain we normally get in our summer.
That's why I was joking. I was like, well, I'm sending you rain. And then I looked at the radar again. I'm like, that rain's going the wrong freaking direction. Where's it going?
I'm quite fine.
Same here.
We need to go back to 1976 to have it as hot as it is at the moment. So that's a long time to not have good weather like this. So we shouldn't complain too much about it. We really shouldn't. All right, look, we have a nice new follower on Twitch when we're talking about it there. Commander Root is a new follower. Hello, Commander Root. We have people starting to populate the chat at the moment, the live chat. See Soul Brother in there. Hello, Soul Brother. How's it going, fella? And we have a birthday today. He won't be. He'll be on the 12th of July. The 12th of July. Big day for Northern Ireland. Yeah, big public holiday that day. Anyway, David Morton, Morty, 1884, will be 34 on the 12th of July. So happy birthday for that. That's coming up next. Thursday?
He's enjoying the nice weather on his motorbike. He's getting all over the place.
Good weather for bikers. Yeah. Go ride somewhere, eat something, ride back.
Ride back, yeah.
That seems to be the way of it. Don't go anywhere in particular.
200 mile round trip, just some fish and chips.
Mm. So what have you been up to the last week or so since I've been spuck on tears?
I've just been enjoying the sun, really. Doing quite a bit in the garden. Going for nice walks with a dog and that, when it's a bit cooler on an evening. It's too warm for him through the day. His poor thing, he's a bit of a woolly thing, so can't really take him out through the day. Yeah, just enjoying the sun.
And you were working on the garden. Is that getting cleared now? Are you starting to get some enjoyment out of that?
It's getting there now. It's looking pretty decent now, apart from the grass, which is dying to death.
Yeah, and on fear of being shot in the street, you're not allowed to use a hose pipe anyway, either.
We've not heard of a hose pipe ban here yet. And most of the reservoirs, over the last 10 years, Yorkshire Water's done a lot of work on the infrastructure. All our reservoirs are pretty full still at the moment. Remember, it's got 15, 20 years ago, remember when Yorkshire had that massive drought and we were using water tankers from all over the country to ferry water to Yorkshire? Ever since then, they've put a lot of money into the system and it seems to be working now.
I heard of some parts of England. It wasn't that there was a shortage of water, it's just that the treatment plants that purified it and cleaned it just couldn't keep up with demand. So there was loads of water, but it just couldn't get prepared enough. Yeah, so that seemed to be it.
Filtration systems, No, I've not heard of anything.
Good. And Kim, you've been losing weight dramatically. How have you been losing weight dramatically?
There's no secret other than I don't drink. I drink like 2 sodas a week. I don't eat as much as I used to, and I pedal like 10 miles every day. Well, at least 4 or 5 days a week. So
that's good.
Yeah. And I drink a lot of water. So,
Yeah. That's not a key. Isn't that it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lose your water.
Yeah. Well, it's not nearly as fun as beer, but what are you going to do? So, as a matter of fact, speaking of weight loss, I've lost 2 more pounds. So,
fantastic. Good stuff. And are the clothes becoming a problem yet?
Actually, yes, as we speak, they are. I've got a holster for my cell phone, and anytime I clip that sucker to my pocket, my shorts want to go down to my ankle. So, I guess I'm going to start wearing a belt or something. It's a little awkward.
I'm having a problem. I don't wear a suit a lot. I mean, I can get away with jeans and a jacket and smart shirt, but I bought a couple of new suits a few months ago there, and that was stupid because even though I have them, the belt at the last notch at the moment, they're just not sitting right. I'm looking like a wee lost man in a big suit now. So what do you do? Yeah, I suppose so. I suppose I should. But then again, I might fill out again over the winter. So, you know, that's what happened. The winter was so bad, you get the comfort eating going.
Right. Let's hope not. Oh.
And Nicole, kiddies, they coming to you? When are they coming to you? Soon?
They came on Monday, but we are supposed to switch weekends in the summer. So the first half of the summer, I'm supposed to get him first and third, but he's always on holiday the first weekend, and the third weekend's Father's Day, so I don't ever see him in June. And then we go switch back, and then he gets him on the first and third weekends for the 4th of July, or for the month of July.
Oh, goodness, yeah, you had the 4th of July this week. Yeah, well, so what? I know Greg, I mean, I phoned Greg, and he was standing, I WhatsApp phoned Greg, and he was standing at the barbecuing stuff with a load of people around for Fourth. So, I mean, is that a big thing for you guys? I mean, do you have a go to fireworks, or is it all local stuff, or what, you know?
We illegally set off fireworks in my yard in our cul-de-sac.
You devil! Are they illegal in your state?
They're illegal in our city limits, which I don't blame them. But we have two cul-de-sacs that are like one right next to the other. So we're firing ours off, and the neighbors are firing theirs off. Mind you, nobody pays attention to the no fireworks rule on 4th of July or New Year's.
You sort of turn a blind eye to it, yeah.
But it was beautiful fireworks. We had a lot of fun, got a lot of mosquito bites. Apparently, we're very sweet people. Because, like, our whole cul-de-sac gets together. Everybody piles in all the fireworks they buy, and we all, as one collective, fire them off together. So it's like, what is there, 10 houses right here? So 10 of us will buy fireworks and all put them together, and two or three people will fire them off for us to all watch. So we sit in somebody's driveway with our liquid libation and our food and hang out and just have a good time. And we had also grilled at my dad's earlier, so
it's
steak and shrimp on the Barbie.
It's not that long ago in Northern Ireland that any firework that wasn't a sparkler was illegal to own in Northern Ireland without a very, very strict license. Because they were seen as explosives and dangerous. Now, you're still supposed to have a license for so many, but you can buy rockets and stuff now. But still pretty tame stuff. You have to go over the border into the south of Ireland to buy the big stuff. But it's weird, yeah, they were seen, it was very, very illegal because of the troubles over here, I suppose. So it's been maybe slackened up about the last 10 or 15 years or so, but it really was, yes, things we didn't have. You had to go to a proper event in Northern Ireland to go see a fireworks display. You didn't have that. You had sparklers.
We Halloween. Have tons of proper events. It's just the traffic is hell. So nobody wants to go, and that's where most of the cops are anyway, is watching all that and dealing with all that, so... Yeah, gotta do what you gotta do, I guess.
Well, when our glorious leader looks like he's having a great old time, he was up playing with his balls around Golden Gate today. So he's have some friends, and he's running San Francisco playing golf. So yeah, looks like he's having a good old time, isn't he? Good. That was last week.
Real life wine, golf story.
Wine tasting and nice golfing. God, such a life he has. I don't. How does he do it? So I took the kids up a local little mountain. It's a little mountain. It looks like from Close Encounters, it looks like a small version of Devil's Tower.
Yes, I saw that picture.
So it's kind of cool. It's got this mountain. It's actually I think there's only 6 or 8 of them in the world. It is actually a plug from a volcano. Seemingly it was... The volcano used to be around the outside of it, and it's the hard bit that was in the middle. It's all, yeah. And I've lived around here for about 20 years now, and I've never been up it. So the kids have already been up it. So we took a rake of them up yesterday, and I had the drone following us, and up we went. And it was beautiful. You can see for miles and miles. Beautiful, clear day. And that was really good. I stuck that up on YouTube. That was good, on my Facebook page.
Yeah, I saw that. It was good.
Yeah, that was good.
I'll try to get it up now for you.
Yeah, it was a great day. It was just, God almighty, it was pretty steep and hot and warm. So I got to the top and I had a little bag, and I had some little carrots in it. I had little bits of carrots and some water, and yeah, and a little flask full of strawberries. Oh, how healthy am I? So we sat up there for half an hour or so, looking at the world, and then made our way down. And it took 3 or 4 hours, but it was brilliant. Then I came home and I had the camera footage and the drone footage. So I sat for an hour and a half and cut the little video together. I love video editing. I think it's fun. I think it's good. I get pleasure from putting stuff like that together. Now, Mark, have to be very careful about this subject. We have a top secret mission. We can't really talk about it. And all will become clear towards the end of the month. But yes, it's quite exciting. And I'm looking forward to this mission impossible. To be very careful, that we don't want to give any spoilers whatsoever. But I know Mark is involved in the top secret mission. And there's a few other people involved in the top secret mission. And yeah, it's going to be good. Jason, you know, Taco, he has nothing on this one. No way. No, this will blow their socks off.
Yeah, apparently so, Mission Impossible Foundation is sending out a list of all agents soon, so we shall find out who's involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the girls don't know either. Sorry. We can't tell you. We can tell you, but then we'd have to tickle you.
Oh, God, don't touch me.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I did that once. You slapped in the face. Okay, so other things to look out for out there. Do you remember we went to EGX last year, Mark, in 2017, almost a year ago now? Well,
yeah, I didn't go actually last year.
Oh, you didn't? Sorry. No, but yeah. Oh, sorry. Yes. Yeah. You remember you almost went, and
yeah,
I went.
I almost went, yeah. I bought the tickets.
And
I hear the video out at last.
There are three videos out. There's a Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday. And I watched them all this morning. Mike Chin has at last cut them all together. And I appear in them. And in one of them, I appear more than I want to.
Please tell me you're clothed.
I've not seen them yet.
No. No.
Oh, God.
And I didn't realize that this was particularly happening. Thank you, Mike Chin. Yes. Have you seen the shower scene? No. Yes. So, watch those. If you go on to look for the Veteran Gamers YouTube site, or I'm sure they've got it on their webpage as well, you'll see the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if you've any ever thought about going to EGX and the things that we get up to, from burrito night to time at the show to the Midlife Gamer party and all the other stuff that we get up to, and the madness and silliness that all these generally middle-aged guys get up to, it's great crack.
When is so, EGX again?
EGX is in September.
I've got my tickets.
Never visit in September.
I've got mine and Jason's tickets all set, ready to go again.
Fantastic. Yes. So Mike has cut together. Yeah, not the videos aren't just all silly. It gives you a good taster of what EGX is about. So have a look at those. They're good fun. And I apologize profusely for some of the stuff you'll see of me there. highlights would be the showers. Shower scene in my room. bastard. Me looks like I'm trying to break dance. And
in the shower or
No.
Oh, okay.
No. And I think there's a piece with me drinking about 100 margaritas.
Holy moly.
Oh, that would have been me.
Which I don't quite remember all of that. And the margarita theme kind of bleed into a few days. So, yeah, that's well worth watching. Here, are any of you going or fans of Incredibles? Because I'm overly excited about Incredibles 2 coming out.
I already saw it.
Did you see it? Yeah?
Yeah.
And is it as good as the first one? Probably not. Cause the excitement
it was
is
interesting.
Anthony liked it, but, he's five, so.
Oh.
Well,
so the second one, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you've seen us here. Oh, wow. You've already seen that. I think it's out next. I don't think it's out here until next Friday.
No, y'all are on a different time schedule than we are.
Yeah.
So.
I loved the first one. I just thought it was a perfect sort of secret agent movie sort of thing. And it was good fun.
It's adorable.
I love the characters. And yeah.
I mean, I didn't buy the first one on iTunes knowing full well the second one was coming out and hoping they're going to like package them together and I can get them for cheap.
Yeah. Oh, here, you've got some faster internets, Kim. Is that,
I do.
That sort of seemed like it was forced upon you almost, but you were happy to have it forced upon you.
Well, yeah, you know, because after last week's podcast, where apparently I was frozen pretty much the entire time, I thought, yeah, exactly. I thought, well, you know, maybe I'll look into this. So I bought a new router, which, you know, I can't do anything with because I can't get it hooked up. I don't know why. It should have been easy, but I can't figure it out. So you know what? I sat and I stewed about it, and like for 10 extra bucks, I went from 12-1 to 30-30. So
12-1 to 30-30.
Not very good, is it?
Oh, 12 down, 1 up. Okay, 30-30.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's a good step up.
And when you're transmitting video from your webcam, 1 up's not good enough. So.
Yeah,
it seems to be fine now, Kim.
Yeah. Nah. So.
Yeah, you were. Well, even where you were was double what I had. It's funny. We've just accepted it now. It's just, you know, I'm still using my weird and wonderful setup through the 3G thing, so our 4G thing. And yeah, what a difference it makes.
Right.
What a difference. You know, trying to upload, I mean, even that the video editing stuff. A little 3.5-minute video, the stuff that Judith and I do on a Wednesday evening, it would have taken 3 or 4 hours to upload a 5-minute video. You know, yep. So it's really changed my technology stuff and embracing that. So good. I watched a bit of Westworld again. I'm starting to rattle through the episodes of Series 2. God almighty. See, and Judith sort of sat down with me, and she didn't really watch bits of the first one. It is very violent, but and that's not really her cup of tea. But somebody sitting down to watch the second series hasn't a clue what's going on, let alone anybody that watched the first series.
It's very complicated, and it doesn't get any less complicated near the end. In fact, the season finale is just a complete mind scramble. It's, oh, man. I still can't figure out what happened in that final yet.
Well, I'm not there yet, so but it's forward and backwards. I've just been through a couple of episodes past where they go to India. No spoilers, I suppose, because you don't really find out an awful lot, but you find out where the big tiger came from. And I've just found out who that person is that we meet there. So, So lots of stuff, all in the heat, all in the rain. But nobody has any big major dramas. Life is carrying on as normal. Weird, mm-hmm. You know?
Got a little poison ivy, but I wouldn't call that a drama, but it sucks. Oh.
It's another great thing the UK doesn't have. Poison ivy.
Yeah. It seems bad this year, and I've got it like 3 times already, so, yeah. Mm. It is what it is.
It is what it is. Okay, well, let's talk.
You don't want it in your bits.
No. Oh, no. No.
Oh, we missed a trick there. We've just done story time, but I've remade that jingle. Can I play it after the fact?
Yes.
Yeah. Right,
everyone.
Yeah, it's his.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day. When we gather around his great big chair,
and Greg DeLacy
comes to stay.
Oh dear, dear, dear!
I made it shorter as well.
Okay, so what's? Let me hear it shorter now.
It's 10 seconds now, and it's
Robin away.
Papa Bear isn't in there anymore. It's Greg the Lissy.
You mean Papa Beaver?
Oh yeah, Papa Beaver. Yeah. Oh, you must watch this then, Kim. Oh, you're just into beavers for now. For now.
No.
Hang on. Oh, I'm so slow lately. I do.
Yes, you are.
And you're into beavers too, Kim.
There he goes. What do I open the nice flipping beaver. Hornet's nest? Hornet's nest opened. Mm-hmm. Okay, look, let's talk about some games because we're a gaming podcast, so let's talk about stuff like that, will we?
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Thank you, Stan. It really does sound like Fraser's son. It really does. Okay, so there are new games for the month of July for freeze with your subscriptions. So the Xbox stuff is Assault Android Cactus and Death Squared, Virtua Fighter and Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Conviction for the PlayStation. You've got Absolver and Heavy Rain. Jason. And that's about it, because there's no sense talking about PS3 stuff, is there? Who would fire up their PS3 to play Rayman 3 when it's on everything?
Rayman, no. Fire up a PS3 to play Alien Colonial Marines. You'd approve of that, wouldn't you?
Definitely. Goodness me, definitely. And then on Twitch, there's lots of stuff for Twitch, and we'll touch on that a wee bit more. In fact, there's an awful lot more than this for Twitch, seemingly, so... I'll get to that in just a wee second. We are going to be trying to play along with what? What are we going to try and play along with? I'd like to fart Tom Clancy.
What's that Assault Android Cactus? Is that like a twin stick shooter? I've seen a bit of footage and it looks quite good actually.
Yeah, well, we should really make an effort. Let's all of us.
Yeah.
If we play anything between now and next week, let's try a bit of Assault Android Cactus. Yeah?
Yeah.
So can we get a commitment that even 10 minutes of Assault Android Cactus and see how it catches us? Does it catch us by the cactus or not? Okay, that's what we're going to try there. And is there anything in PS4 that we really have to try? I don't know what Absolver is. Heavy Rain I never really touched. But really I should It's such a... such a controversial game, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it?
So for Heavy Rain, it has to be updated. I take it it has all the P's now, does it?
I've no idea, to be honest. But yeah, it probably has.
Mm. Okay, so let's have a crack. Did you play and complete Heavy Rain, anybody?
I've played a couple hours on PS3, and then I got bored of it.
Okay, well,
I'll revisit on the PS4.
Just, you know, Eric, let's play some Heavy Rain and some Assault Android Cactus. Let's do that, yeah? But definitely for next week, some Assault Android Cactus, and if you can get to the Heavy Rain, because it's heavy, man, heavy. speaking of Twitch, so Twitch is celebrating Amazon Prime Day, which in the UK is, and probably in the States, I remember last year I was in San Francisco when it happened. I ordered all my Amazon Alexis over there, and my load of lights when I was in San Francisco. So Amazon Prime Day, I think, is on the 16th. And to celebrate that, Twitch Prime is offering 21 free games to subscribers. So if you're an Amazon Prime member, you get your Twitch Prime as part of that. And the month will also see the streaming service offering exclusive in-game loot for Warframe and PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. So there's a ton of games, and they're sort of released on little windows. So Pillars of Eternity Definitive Edition, Kim.
Ooh.
That was 2nd to the 4th of July. Metal Slug, Last Blade, Twinkle Star. Where are we up to now? Cube 2. 3rd to the 9th of July. I hear that's a very good. I played the first Cube game. Little robot puzzly type thing. And then 4th to 11th, the Battle Chef Brigade. Manuel Samuel, which we have, or I have, is up to the 12th of July. Goner. Next Up Hero. You're Wrong. You're Limited. Hue, which is a good little game. Deponia Doomsday. Observer, Tacoma, if you haven't played that, that's coming up free, 12th to 18th of July. The Bridge, Brutal Legend. Ooh, Brutal Legend? Ooh. Well, that's the heavy rock guitar one, isn't it?
Yeah, Tim Schafer one, yeah.
Which is supposed to be really good, but far too long.
Yeah, and it starts off as a bit of a hack and slash, but then turns into an RTS, apparently.
Mm. The Red Strings Club. Kim goes there a lot. Tyranny, Broken Age, which is another good Tim Schafer game. And that's 17th to the 31st of July, the Frame Collection and Serial Cleaner. That looks like fun too. I think you're to go around after a serial killer and clean up and make sure he's not caught. And the nice thing about this, it's promotion free and they're DRM free as well. And they're yours regardless to keep off whatever you do with Twitch. So that's nice of them. Good old Amazon taking over the world.
Is it worth checking into your Twitch Prime every day then to see what's available?
Yeah, I think so. But you need the little Twitch, I think so. What the hell am I talking about?
You sounded like...
really Irish.
Colm from Last Day of the Loaded joined us.
I slipped into it accidentally. I usually keep it under control. You do need the little Twitch app. So you can log into Twitch through a browser, but there is a specific Twitch desktop app. You need it, and that's where you can go. So I've picked up quite a few things from that. And if you're an Amazon subscriber, make sure you get your Twitch Turbo free of charge, and that's it, which is a nice thing. Nice to get free stuff. Lots of free stuff there. Bro, so I see you've got the magic crown. We all have the magic crowns. Nicole doesn't have the magic crown. Yeah, you're Twitch Prime. Yeah, so you have it all. Mm. Excellent. Okay. So, Nicole.
Yeah?
You're up, kid.
What?
Nice for you to sort of tag along and keep up.
Well, I'm waiting on my music.
Oh, right.
No, your music follows you everywhere you go.
Well, we're going to talk about what games we've played.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, but...
Well, you see, I'm going in the order of the notes, and that's what it says. And did I miss something, or am I having a...
The games were way up above whatever you were doing.
Oh, I don't know. Did they go up there? Okay.
Because I've got a special video lined up for Nicole's game.
All right, okay. Well, let's God damn it. Is this a gaming podcast? Okay.
I thought it was, but...
Okay.
Let Nicole go first, because I've got this video lined up.
All right.
Oh, goody. I don't know if I should be excited or scared.
Probably a little both.
Can you see the stream?
For those who are new.
No, it hasn't caught up with this yet. Oh yeah, there you go. That's about right.
What? I'm not watching this video.
It says exactly what you said in my WhatsApp chat.
It says can't be arsed for those of you not watching the video. So Nicole, seeing you can't be arsed, what have you been playing for the last week?
Just what's on my phone, because I can't sit down and sit here and play for 20, 30 minutes or more.
So tell me, because I have this too. I'm having a bit of a funk at the moment.
That's exactly what it is a funk.
And I put it down to 6 children and the weather. And work is too bloody busy. So what's your excuse?
I'm working, I'll work for 10 hours with children all day on Tuesdays and then 5 hours on some other days because I have very weird hours at the school right now for summer. And when I come home, the last thing I want to do is play a video game and deal with children. I just want to drink and pretend like that day didn't happen. So I just bench in front of the TV where I don't have to do anything. But I had done a whole bunch of stuff in June, like painted kids' rooms and rearranged things and painted furniture and cleaned up a bunch of stuff. So it wasn't like I wasn't busy, but now I just,
now you just burn out.
Well, and nothing's been fun. It's like the State of Decay frustrates the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to try God of War, but that requires money, which means I have to wait until payday, which means I have to wait until the end of the month. You know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I get 2 paychecks, so one will be in the 15th and one will be on the end of the month. They split it. It's stupid, but whatever.
I am just sitting down on the sofa at nighttime after the kids go to bed and have a cup of tea with Judith and go down and... I switch it on and I'm flicking through and I put something on, I just can't make my brain work. And I have some fantastic games to play and to start, and I have forced myself to play some stuff this week, and I've enjoyed it when I've got started, but it was getting started, and I don't know. Maybe the autumn time will come again and we'll get another little boost. I'm still keeping up to date with all the news and all other bits and pieces, but...
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I'm a social gamer, and there's not very many people on when I'm on, so that doesn't help either.
Mm.
Sarah's been busy moving. No offense, Sarah. Cause you know I love you. And you guys are doing other things. You've got six kids to deal with because you've got the Fosters. And I just... And then my kids will come in and they want to play something, and I'm just like, yeah, go ahead. I don't feel like fighting you guys on it, so I don't. And there's only the two Xboxes, and I'm not in the PlayStation, so... And I'd rather... I don't know. I just... Whatever.
Yeah.
Arsed.
You can't be arsed. Yeah, that sums it up. Yeah, I get it.
I mean, that's just all there is to it.
Okay, well, but bye, Paul. Kim, have you had anything to play this week?
Actually, yes, believe it or not, and it wasn't Ratchet and Clank.
Not
saying I didn't play any Ratchet and Clank, but, you know, I figure we've all talked that one to death. I played Kingdom, New Lands. It's on the Game Pass.
Okay.
It's a kingdom building simulation kind of game. You're depending, you're either a king or a queen, and you wash up on this island, you've shipwrecked, and then you've got to go and build this, I guess, called a village back up.
I've seen this. This is very, very highly reviewed.
It's very cute.
And it's a left and right scroller type thing, isn't it?
Yep.
I see that now. And is it good, Kim?
I like it. I mean, it can be frustrating because my... First time I did it, I got my crown stolen, and of course when you get your crown stolen, that's the end of the game, so then you have to start over. So the second time, I did really well. I had my queen build the whole village up and all that, and all of a sudden my merchant who was bringing me money disappeared. Well, then I found out I took too many trees down, and his camp disappeared, so then he disappeared. Well, that went my money stream, so then the little ghosts and goblins that come and attack your city... eventually started tearing everything back down again, well, then you basically have to start over. So you're better off starting a new game. So I'm on my third playthrough now. And apparently, which I didn't know this the first two times, there's a ship that needs to be rebuilt. And you eventually, once you build your city up, you're supposed to get on the ship and sail to another place to rebuild its city.
Oh.
So I'm doing that now on my third go-around. So I've about got the city built up. I've got the ship built. I'm building up my, which I don't know if I can take the money with me or not, but I'm building up my wallet, and as soon as I've got all that done, my ass is out of there, and I'm going to go on the boat, and I'm going to go somewhere else. So we'll see how it works.
It does look very cute.
I like it.
Is it roguelike? Is it so when you're dead, you're dead, that sort of thing? Or is it just...
Well, yeah, something like that, because Lathan, once you get your crown stolen, that's it, and the game starts over, and you're a different queen or a different king, whatever. So...
Hmm.
Yeah, because these little things that come out and attack you are after gold. Well, of course, your crown is gold, so once that's gone, that's it.
Can you be a queen if you want to be?
Well, what I found out is when you start a game, they just kind of randomly put you as one or the other, and then, yeah. And then, I guess, you know, if you want to be a queen, you know, you can do whatever you want. But, it's fun, like I said. It's frustrating at times, and especially if you don't know what you're doing. And apparently this is I don't know if you're going to call it a sequel or a remake to The Kingdom, because I guess there was a first one,
okay,
which I didn't know anything about. But yeah, like I said, it's on Game Pass, so it's free, and I think you can pick it up if you don't have Game Pass. I think it's still fairly cheap. So I think it's like $15, maybe, if that. So, you know, I recommend it if you know, you like these sort of things. And you don't get overly frustrated. I don't know. I got frustrated and had to shut it off once or twice. But it's different.
It's one of those ones that I have sort of in my favorite slot on my Xbox, which isn't there, that I want to try at some stage or another. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Favorite slot.
It looks like there's a lot of rabbit slaying to get gold.
Yes, the rabbits, and there are deer. Yeah. So, you know. Plus, you get some gold sometimes whenever the little goblins come out and attack your town. You can slay them, and sometimes they'll cough up gold. And eventually, you get a banker, and you give him money, and then he gets taxes or something, and then you make extra money. So I'm slowly but surely trying to figure all this out as I go along. So
goblins really do get a bad rap, don't they? I mean, they're like the villains of this sort of thing. I mean, do you think they ever get pissed off that they're always the baddies?
Well, I would imagine, and I'm saying goblins, they could be something else. I'm not sure what they are. They're little purpley, blue-faced looking things. They may be ghosts. They might be, you know, gremlins. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. So there's something that starts with G. So,
you know, you'd maybe wake up in the morning and go, God, I have to go out here and be a bloody goblin again and be bad and try and get this nice girl off her horse again. Okay, I'll remember the bread and the milk when I hung home tonight, love. I'm sorry. I'll be out for a while. Yeah, I have to be bad again. I'm not really bad. All I really want to do is sit at home and work on my tomatoes. But no, I have to goblin.
Yep.
Okay, Mark? You went back to the crew?
Yeah. I mentioned this last week. I don't really want to buy the crew 2 because I didn't really enjoy the beat that much, but it gave me that urge to play the crew 1 again. Because I played a bit of it before and I really enjoyed it after all the updates. And I've not played it since the Calling All Units add-on, which is now part of it, which is a police cars. So yeah, I've gone back to that and I'm plowing through the story. I've got quite far into it now. It's quite good. I'm enjoying it.
Because it's sort of bug-free and stuff now, isn't it?
Yeah. It still has that issue where the first like couple of minutes you start it, it locks up for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you have to sort of go away for 3 minutes and then come back again.
Yeah. But apart from that, it's going well. Just plodding through it. Some of the races are quite fun and got a few more cars now, upgraded them. So
I think we bought this at the same time. I think was it five quid or ten quid or something for the complete package?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think we intended to play a lot of it together, but we didn't. You can play it together, can't you?
Yeah, you can. You can have your own crew of up to 4 people. That was a catchphrase, wasn't it, about 3 or 4 E3s ago, when you and your mates travel across America. So, yeah it's interesting.
You and your mates. And you're back to God of War as well.
Yeah, I'm looking for the video I've got of this. I can't have saved it. Back to God of War. Oh, God, this game is so good. It is so good. Definitely my game of the year so far. Red Dead is going to have to be superb to knock this off its crown.
It will be.
Yeah.
I was waiting for Kim to chime in.
So, Mark, what makes it so good?
Everything. The story, the voice acting, the graphics, the audio in general, and the gameplay. It's just a complete full package. If you'd have sort of like asked me who made this, it's a Naughty Dog quality game, but it's not obviously Naughty Dog. But it's that good. It's really good. So I've got quite far into it now. A lot of the areas I couldn't access before, I've now unlocked the ability to get into them areas, so I'm getting some really good gear now. So I've got some purple armour, which obviously the RPG goes in colour-coded mode. Green, blue, purple, and then gold for the exotic. Not got any exotics yet. I'm going to have to get a lot of the sort of like in-game currencies to get them. But yeah, it's really good. I can't say too much on the story because it'll spoil it, but I've just come to quite a critical moment where...
Holy crap, you're carrying a tree in this video as if it's a piece of balsa wood.
Oh yeah, well he's a god, isn't he? He's a god. But yeah, I've just come to a critical point of the story where him and his son have sort of like had a bit of a problem and they've resolved that now, and now the boy has found something out about himself. So that's quite interesting. And his attitude and his demeanour's changed now. So it's very interesting how they've done it. Yeah. But yeah, he always doesn't call him by his name much. His name's Atreyu, or Atreus or something. But he's always calling him Boy. He loves calling him Boy. Yeah. But yeah, the actor is Christopher Judge, who played the alien guy on Stargate.
Mm-hmm.
The big black dude. Was it Tower?
Yep.
Ty or someone, I can't remember. But yeah, he does this voice so well. He's made for this role. So yeah, it's really good. I don't know what else to say about it without giving it away. Sarah's completed this already. She beat me to it. She started after me and she's completed it. And I was asking her on, I texted her the other night asking how far I'm in. And I'm quite far in now, so I'm not too far from the end, I don't think. But there's still a lot to go back to mop up all the extra stuff and get all the side quests and that. So.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's such an amazing game. Absolutely true. If you got a, it's like I said this with Horizon Zero Dawn as well, but you didn't really like that. But if you got a PS4, you've got to play this game. Just for your opening scene, this bit, what you're watching now with it, the intro, there's a bit of gameplay after this bit, and it is so awesome. The first sort of like 15 minutes, it just sucks you straight into the game. You don't want to put it down. It's really good.
Okay, well, Sarah said there was a sale for $20 off a few weeks ago, so I'm sure that'll happen again. Maybe, well, yeah. Does Sony have a summer sale as well? I'm sure they do.
Yeah,
they have you. So maybe it'll appear and it'll not be too far. And it's not like we're short of stuff to play anyway.
That's true. Yeehaw.
Yeah, I think as far as Game of the Year is concerned, it's going to be well.
And yeah, I think I've touched on it last week, but... a lot of people, when they first heard about this, they was a bit concerned about it being in the Norse mythology era and wondering why is he there when he's from Greek mythology. But it does actually cover this, and I've just got to have it now where it's uncovered quite a bit of that story thing, and it's so well done, so well told.
People are just moony shits.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're just moony boys. And the next time, if he's somewhere else, sorry, his white paint on his face is cream, and they'll give off merry hell. But for no reason whatsoever.
Oh, just right quick, I found some secret hidden chambers, and there's some enemies in there, like mini boss battles, and they're called Valkyries. And there's 8 of them, I think, and you have to defeat them. And the easiest one is kicking my ass, so I have no chance with the rest of them. They are really tough to beat. Have you played this, Kim?
Mm-mm.
No, have you heard about them?
Yeah,
these Valkyries are tough as nails because they've got big, like, angel wings, but at the end, the sort of, like, edges of their angel wings are like blades and they just chop you to pieces. Yeah, so...
So is there difficulty levels with it as well? Can you knock it down to... I'm stupid.
Oh, yeah, I'm playing it on story mode. I'm playing it on don't be a pussy mode, yeah.
Oh, flat me. Well, speaking of playing things that are on don't be a pussy mode, I've been playing... I went back to Fallout 4. Which I never ever completed.
And, you never finished it? Oh.
No.
That's so good.
And I was probably only half a dozen hours into it, so maybe even less. So I've been joining every faction I can possibly find, and I actually went, I figured, you know what, let's get through this, and I put it down onto, I think there's easy and very easy, and I think very easy is maybe too easy, because you look at an enemy and it falls over pretty much. So I've been joining every faction. I've joined the Minutemen. I've joined the Brotherhood of Steel. I've joined everything. I've been up to some pretty cool missions. These things which are, they're like robot things, they call them synthetics or they're not synthetics.
Yeah.
Are they called synthetics?
Yeah, synths.
Synths.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's synth, that's what it is. And every time I hear somebody say, no, there's another synth, get the synth, I keep on thinking about Howard Jones and Nick Kershaw and a Human League, and it just puts me into the 80s mode. I don't know why. It's so odd. Synth, okay, get my hair flicked again.
There's a synth detective guy you can sort of like have as a companion called Nick Valentine. Have you met him yet?
No, not yet.
He's a great character. I really enjoyed playing with him.
Yeah, I was back in the little first sort of settlement that you have to go and make a well or make water for people. And first of all, you have to make beds for the little community. And I didn't know where to put the beds. So I made 6 beds in the middle of the street. I'm sure that's not the right thing to do, but yeah. And then I made a well. And I think this crafting thing is a big part of it. You have to go and collect different components and different bits and pieces from all over the place, but I know I rattle away. I've played quite a few more hours of it, and it is awesome. It is lovely. I love Fallout 3 so much. It did take me a while to get into Fallout 3 first time around. It was like a bit like this, that if you stop, start. But I think once it grabs you, I think you're there.
I played Fallout 3 on 360 quite a long time ago, and I couldn't get into it. I got out of a vault, and I started looting and everything. But I come across a super mutant. I think it was a story mission as well, and it just beat me every time, and I just gave up because I had no ammo, nothing to beat it with, and I couldn't get out of this building. So I gave up on it, but I have got it now for the Xbox One because it came free with Fallout 4. So I might have to revisit that.
Yeah, all the DLC packages were brilliant for Fallout 3. They were really, really good. All the space, non-space, you look at a spaceship, an alien spaceship, stuff like that there. It was really, really cool. And my dog meat, is a nice companion to have as well. So my realization. Okay, I went back to one of my favorite games of all time. And I've always meant to play Half-Life Black Mesa, which is a remake of the original Half-Life 1 game.
It's community made, isn't it?
Yeah, Crusader Collective, I think they call themselves. Now, this has been going on for years and years. I think it was released on Steam in about 2015, and it's the same game, pretty much. Some of the gameplay has been tweaked a little bit, but graphically, it is much, much better. Now, it's still, even, you know, now it still looks a bit more, it's not God of War, but it looks pretty good. But going back here, it's been so long since I played Half-Life, the first one. It was only about a year and a half ago that I went back and completed Half-Life 2, and thoroughly enjoyed it. But getting back into that Gordon Freeman thing again and setting off the resonance cascade, the big disaster that starts it all off, is just awesome. They just hit pure gold with the gameplay and the story in this. I really want more of this universe, this world. It is just awesome. The little characters, the creatures, the monsters, the lore in it. Now, I know Half-Life 1 got off. It went a little bit weird because I know these like aliens, they've opened up the rupture in the universe and the aliens are coming through and cleansing the world and all that. But I got it very, very weird towards the end. We were sort of jumping on platforms and up in the sky towards the end of it. I just love that Black Mesa research facility. If you haven't played Half-Life in a long time, pick up Black Mesa and play it, and share your Steam list with Mark and play it for free.
I got this in a humble bundle. But have you got to the Raven Home section yet?
No, not yet.
Oh,
no.
That is so good, is that heavy?
I'm only playing it like half hour, 20 minutes at a time. You know, it's.
I remember playing that originally back in the day. Oh, it was so freaky that back then, with the face huggers and everything.
And there was nothing like this or the scope of this game really back then. Yeah. And I would say there's not many even to this day that are as in depth as this, or just sucks you into this world just as well. So that's what we've been playing. Yeah, that's what we've been playing. Okay, so Kim, let's talk about some fun stuff, and you can ask us questions and stuff and talk about who said what, when, where, and who, what best, and stuff like that there. You've done your homework.
Kim.
Did I say Kim?
Yeah.
Kim, you take over, Nicole.
Really big. She was like, what?
Oh, shit.
Right.
So what am I doing?
Are you ready for the jingle version too?
We'll play the jingle and then I'll have a rant.
Right, okay.
Who said that?
It's not as long.
Who said that?
So who said it best?
Ooh.
Well...
That was good. You did that with your hand over your mouth. That was brilliant, Nicole.
I'm
brilliant.
Okay, so I was listening to the show last week. And people said that I changed my score. And yes, I did. But I put the correct amount of points on the board. And Mark and I got the same amount of points last week. And I put them on the board. But, of course, I get this whole, oh, Robin just said, eat shit and die. What the hell's he on about? Which was because Kim joined the diet group. I hadn't tuned into the live show and missed the bit about Kim losing weight until I listened to the recording. And then you flippin' squeezed my score. And it says eat shit and die on the, and it says tit on the show notes.
I did not write that.
Nope.
That Delacy one.
So it did originally say three, so you won 3 points then, Robin. Hand on heart.
Yes. Yeah. Can I take the eat shit and die thing away? Yeah. I'll leave the tit there if you want. Yeah. Okay. Right. Now that that's over with, there are three list names on here. There's Kim, there's Mark, and there's Wino. Now, that could be because I'm whining.
No, that was Greg last week.
Wino was Greg.
Right, okay. I don't want anything to do with Delacy. Please, can I put my proper name here?
There you go.
If it'll float your boat, yep.
There you go. That's good. I like that. Dick potato.
Awesome.
Dick potato. Okay, let's go.
Potato!
Over to you, Nicole.
All right, so for those who are new,
yeah, we still haven't got a clue. What's
like going. A virgin. That's for the 21st time.
Zip it. Mute thyself.
Mute thyself.
It's a game of quotes. Quotes come from video games, but can also come from other game-related sources, including but not limited to movies, graphic novels, and fictional stories. That was for you, Robin. After the quote and answer choices are read, on the count of three, give your answer in the show notes, either A, B, or C. Are you done, Robin?
Sorry, I was just muted. I forget what I was saying, but it doesn't matter.
All right. Shut your mouths and open your ears. First quote. I told you we were living in a world on the brink, where every choice, every sight, every injustice reveals our sins. I'll read it one more time. Mm-hmm. I told you we were living in a world on the brink, where every choice, every sight, every injustice reveals our sins. So who said it best? A, John Seed, B, Jacob Seed, or C, Joseph Seed?
You're evil.
What was the one with a different surname? What was his? Okay. I have
a choice of A, John, B, Jacob, or C, Joseph.
What game is this from?
Far Cry 5.
Far Cry 5,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Far Cry.
Okay.
So, in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, no!
I love you people.
Oh, no. How did that happen?
Okay, so there are three answers on the board. All three answers are the same. All picked C, relatively within the same amount of time. And, oddly enough... Or, not odd. All three are correct.
See, that says...
Yeah, he's the main boss guy with the glasses. Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We are linked on a level unknown.
Well.
Yeah, right, whatevs.
Point. Good.
No, I write the points.
I'm not touching your points ever again.
Then I'll write them in there.
Never will touch your points.
While Nicole's writing the points down, Jason Stouter helps put in the chat, the shower scene in Chin's video was worse than the ones in Psycho and the Crane Game.
Awesome.
I know, Jason, I was not aware that it was happening. I had soap in my eyes at the time.
I've got to see this now. Well, maybe I don't have to see this now.
No, you don't.
No.
Okay, question okay. Or quote number two.
Yes. Is this the second one?
This is quote number two.
Okay.
This starting one comes nine. From a movie. I am going to break your fingers.
I didn't.
That is not the quote. All right, so.
Come on, hurry up.
All right, some people can read War and Peace and come away thinking it's a simple adventure story. Some people can read War and Peace and come away thinking it's a simple adventure story.
So that's too foul.
No. So this is from a movie that just got released on iTunes, but was released a while back. We've all, well, most of us have seen it. I know Robin and I have for sure.
Okay.
Ready Player One.
Oh, yeah. Seen that, yeah.
So your choices are A, Artemis, B, Halliday, or C, Parzival. So who to said it best? A, Artemis, B, Halliday, or C, Parzival.
What?
I only can remember.
Did you not change them around? No. What was it? A was Artemis. B was
Halliday.
And C and was
C is Parzival.
Okay.
Oh yeah, he's a man, dude, isn't he? Yeah. Right. I'm ready. So,
okay. Right. I'm ready.
Your answer's in 3, 2, 1.
Oh no!
What? Y'all are seriously on the same wavelength.
So
all three of you have put in answer A. I'm still laughing at Dick Potato.
Watch the video then.
I don't want to. So you had a choice. Your choice was Artemis.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And
check.
The answer is, drum roll.
Oh, hang on. Oh.
Not Artemis.
Oh.
It was Parzival.
Was it Parzival? Oh.
Yes, because Artemis comes back and says, and they can read a gum wrapper and do something else.
Yeah, it's the sort of thing he would have said that to him, trying to impress her. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a cook. I actually prefer the book than the movie. But anyway, carry on.
Well, I figured more people would know movie over book.
Okay, well, that must come general release for streaming and DVD soon as well.
It is. That's why I brought it up.
Oh, you're so topical. So topical.
All right, so number three.
Is this the third question?
Third and final question, because y'all got zero.
Did we have the second question?
That was the second question.
I thought it was a pretty game. Oh.
Third quote. You can't break a man the way you break a dog or a horse. The harder you beat a man, the taller he stands. You can't break a man the way you break a dog or a horse. The harder you beat a man, the taller he stands.
I tried to break a poodle once, but I broke its back.
A, is it A, John Marston, B, the Jackal, or C, Big Boss? Do you need to know where they're from?
No.
The Jackal, I don't know that one.
That's Far Cry 2.
Right.
Big Boss is Metal Gear Solid 4, and you guys know who John Marston is, or I will beat you.
Who's he? Oh, I know him. He's from Alien Colonial Marines, isn't he?
Oh, yeah!
All right, so who said it best? A, B, or C? I need your answers in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, it's not different.
All right, so I have different answers this go around. Kim has A, Mark has A, so both of you have picked John Marston and Dick Potato. Robin has Big Boss, answer C. The correct answer is B. Yeah, no. It was B, the Jackal from Far Cry 2.
Oh, no.
I don't care. I still would have picked John Marston.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
Amen to that one.
Yeah. Damn it. Richard Spud.
I didn't play that one. I played 3 and 4 and 5. But...
Now, see, this is exactly why I threw Marston in there, because it sounds like something he would have said.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Well, there we go. So let's start question number one then. On you go. Go, Nicole.
What?
Oh, we're done. Okay, very good. So update those leaderboards.
I am, boss. I am. Stop moving.
Leaderboards, that means Kim has, I updated, Kim it's has four. 4, Greg has minus 20,
Robin has 4, and
I have 4, and Mark has 4, 4, 4, 4, and loser Greg has 2, Phil, bless Phil, Phil was supposed to be on the show tonight, but he is unwell,
He has a big fat goose egg, and so does Rich.
Oh, and Rich too. Darn it, Rich. Yes, good. I enjoy that sort of quiz. That's good fun. It's good fun. Good fun. Okay, let's get into some news.
Here is the fucking news.
Now, goddammit, this made mainstream news in the UK this week about Roblox. And a mother spotted, it's a very serious subject, but it's also not so much the story about what it's about, but it's about the reaction of people from outside the gaming community. Okay? Really bad. So a girl from, or a woman in North Carolina, detailed a disturbing moment she witnessed in Roblox. She's seen her 7-year-old's Roblox avatar being violently gang-raped by other players in the virtual world. Now, yeah, it's there was screenshots of it. Now, if you know what Roblox is, it's blocks. It's Roblox. It's blocky characters, like Minecraft sort of thing. So whether a 7-year-old really knew what was going on or not, I don't know. Doing a little bit of research. please don't check my search feed, anybody. This seems to be a thing that's quite common in Roblox, that there's some very bad behavior in certain areas and certain rooms of Roblox. It's very good that this mother caught this, but they're asking for this to be deleted from everyone's phones, computers, blah, blah, blah. It's good that you caught it, but I think it's an overreaction on... Is it an overreaction?
So, forgive me if I'm wrong here, but I've briefly played Roblox.
Yes.
And I know my son's girlfriend's son, who was 7, he plays this a lot. But by looking at them characters, how do they know that it's gang rape? Because
exactly.
You can't unclothe them or anything. I mean, the actions, it's got to be a bit of their imagination as well.
There's seemingly they can draw, they describe it as an unambiguous penis. There must be some sort of mod.
It's not in the main game, is it?
Yeah, that a character gets held in one position and, people pretend to go behind and... Something similar, actually, as sad it is, as we do it when we're waiting to get the airlift from PUBG. Yes.
Right,
So I don't think it's any more than that, but it is gaining speed. I'm looking back at some of the videos on YouTube for the last year or so. It's really bad. I would, again, not particularly want my kids doing stuff like that, but it is what is out there. And it's very hard to take a 6-year-old or 7-year-old or a 10-year-old or 12-year-old, keeping them away from the adults that are pushing this. And whether this is in every room, maybe it is a sign that they need to start to stick age limits on the certain mods or the little games that are all downloaded for free.
The mods are free. My kids play this all the time.
Yeah. Mm. Kids shouldn't be subjected to that sort of thing, should they?
No,
but there should be. I mean, there should be some type of
moderation there.
Some moderation, some something where somebody is paying attention to all these little different rooms, because that game in of itself is ridiculous and should not have been allowed. They have to be able to police those mods a little better.
Now, saying that they found out who this was and banned them for life, well, that means that account's banned for life, not the
Yeah, I was like, so unless you're banning the IP address or go find this guy and know all his, you know, whatever, then he can come back.
So Roblox came out and they said they were outraged to learn that the Roblox's community policies and rules of conduct were subverted. Now, this is going to happen. I mean, you know what? If you give us a wall in a game and there's something we have to draw on the wall, it'll not take too long before somebody draws a dick and two balls on it. You know, that is just going to happen. As they're outraged or not, well, maybe their outrage should sort of turn around and stick, well, is this mod suitable for everybody or is it an 18 mod or what is it? And that has to be the easiest way to do this. As well as that's very good for this mother catching this. That means that she's keeping an eye on it. And I'm quite sure that the 7-year-old hadn't really a clue what was going on. Like, I'm sure that mommy, what's going here? What's going on? And mommy knew what it was, but I'm sure the kid didn't.
Yeah,
hopefully not.
I have just seen some other pictures of it online, and it does look pretty bad, to be honest. So yeah, you don't want any kid seeing that.
Shouldn't. And again, there was other stuff in Australia earlier on this year where a 6-year-old daughter was invited to a sex room in Roblox, and there's a little photograph in the notes there.
The people doing this, they can't be kids. They must be sickos doing this to get their pleasure from it. Kids won't do that, will they? They won't know what it is.
I couldn't honestly see a kid coding that.
I could see a 14 or 15-year-old boy doing this. You know?
Right, but I'm talking like kids those ages, 6 and 7.
They wouldn't have a clue, no.
And it's it must be easy, or I don't know how easy it is or not, but it must be easy enough to lock it out. You know, you have your account, you have to be, you're supposed to be, I think it is actually, you're supposed to be, again, there's another thing, I think the age limit on Roblox is 13.
Yeah, that's supposed to be is max or.
Maybe you quickly look that up, Mark. Is there an age limit that you're supposed to be to play Roblox? I'm not quite sure. Maybe I'm talking crap, but I thought a little bit like Facebook or something out there. Yeah, Minecraft. Yeah. Sorry, so the Minecraft game to 64 million players with the ability to put in place certain restrictions for kids under the age of 13. That's Minecraft. For you to do that, so there should be no reason why they can't do that as well.
It says here. Users aged 13 and over can customise their security settings. For users aged 12 and under, however, we take extra precaution to ensure their safety and privacy by automatically enforcing more restricted settings so they can only direct message users that are accepted as friends on Roblox.
Well, there you go.
You have to go through a rigmarole to get friends accepted.
Yeah.
Like, my kids only follow... But they can only chat with certain ones that I've accepted.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to come away from it was really bad, but if that 7-year-old's mother had set up that properly, this shouldn't have happened. If the mother had, if she didn't know, get someone who did know how to do it, because that means it was set up on an adult's account and she was playing on an adult's account with no restrictions.
Yeah, so to be invited into that sex room, she must have had them as friends then, you reckon?
Yep.
Right, okay.
Must have been something out there. Must have been. Yeah. Must have been. And again, it's like a lot of stuff, like, you know, little Julie or little Timmy comes along and, mommy, buy me the new Call of Duty. And they do it. So, yes, it's really, really bad, but there is a responsibility for adults to make sure that just like on iPhones and iPads, that they lock them out, that the kids can't go and spend a bloody fortune on the shop. It's, you know, most people have learned that one. You don't hear those sort of news stories anymore that my son ran up £3,000 on our credit card. It's the same thing here. And the parents need to, one, look after what the kids are playing, whether these restrictions are there or not, but to understand that... Do a bit of research into this stuff. I don't know.
That they had the maximum privacy setting set, but I don't remember how my kids get invited to rooms. And there's a couple of rooms I've told my son, if I ever catch you in that again, I'm going to take Roblox straight off the computer.
Yeah, very bad situation. Bad situation. And very, very bad taste as well. It really does... put a smear on gaming. So there we go. Okay, happier news. There's not a lot of stuff going on this week. I've scoured the internets for this, and there's not. So Xbox One system update has rolled, starting to roll out for July. It's adding
is
fast.
Is this for preview people, is it?
It's for everybody now.
All right. Okay.
So yeah. So it's the fast start, which was touted way back. And then there's groups being added, which are there already. That was maybe in preview. So you can make like a tab with your favorite things or favorite games or start to slot them around. Folders almost.
Yeah.
Fast Start is that thing that was touted that when you're installing a game, you can start to play it before it's loaded. It finds the key files and not all files, titles, but generally new titles that are coming now is the way that's going to be while it's loading. Not that anybody is in that much of a panic to start playing stuff, but yeah, new features.
Get that used quite a lot, I think.
Yeah,
so, download, yep. play.
So, I mean, the groups feature is quite a nice thing because you can sort games and apps, which, you know, make you loads of customized groups, a bit like pins. You can pin into separate groups now.
PS4's had folders for a while now, and it does make it really good. Like, I remember when we did the Dirty 30, I had my games in a Dirty 30 folder. It's quite handy to have. So, yeah, it's nice to have that addition.
And another nice little thing is you can press Y now anywhere on the dashboard, and it brings up a search window. It's a very, very small thing, but it's an interesting little thing. Mm-hmm. That's about it. And then just some other stuff sort of in the engine, broadcast quality updates and stability updates, stuff we got there, and full screen broadcasting on different bits and pieces, more enabled devices. So, yeah, that's you'll be coming to your Xbox throughout this month as they roll that all out. So... Nicole, you had mentioned there was stuff you had said about game addiction.
I just read an article that Shiny had posted. It was from Kotaku about the World Health Organization actually labeling gaming addiction as a thing, and that some gamers and former gamers are speaking out saying that yes, it is an addiction of sorts, but that it became that way because they had underlying issues, and that's the argument whether or not it's compulsion versus an addiction.
Yeah, that
it's actually a really interesting read.
And you had addictive tendencies already.
Well, yes, if you have addictive tendencies already, you're going to do it. If you're trying to compensate for some other part of your life that is lacking, interactive, or you're making bad grades, or your parents are going through a divorce, or whatever, you go online and get that communal feeling that you're looking for, and that gets fed to you over and over again, and that makes you happy. That sets off all those endorphins, and you start craving it and needing it and become addicted. So it was an interesting article, though.
Yeah, I see. Again, I mean, as a gamer, maybe not as much gaming as I have been in the past, what's the difference between people throwing their ass on the settee at 7 o'clock in the evening and watching TV until 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock at night? You know, that's an addiction. Mm-hmm. I must see Coronation Street. Oh, God, if I don't see it tonight, are you recording it? Make sure it's recorded so I can see it later on. You know,
well, I do know one of the things that they brought up was that an addiction means that it has taken over your whole life. One of the subjects that they were discussing that actually had a true addiction, they lied about having a job. So their dad would drop them off. They would get a ride back home and go back and break into their own house to go back to gaming. And they were stuck on, I think, World of Warcraft or something, which already has other bad rap for its addictiveness.
Well,
and trying to level up and get all these loot boxes and win this and do that. But it had gotten to the points that, you know, he had, like... quit doing everything in his life, quit school, quit socializing, very bad eating habits, had gone on to other habitual issues, and lying about having a job. So basically his life was thousands of hours on this game versus, you know, the 20 or 30 something anybody does with TV and other standard video gaming.
Yeah.
This was, you know, this was beyond that. And that's where they were trying to differentiate the whole addiction versus it being a compulsion, like OCD.
That is a proper addiction. It's like that guy in Korea. We have like internet cafes, but we have them for gaming, specifically World of Warcraft and League of Legends ones. And a couple of years ago, there was that Korean guy who actually died at his computer in an internet cafe because he wouldn't move. He was just that addicted to it. He wouldn't get up to eat, drink, or go to the loo, and he actually died in front of a computer. So that's an addiction.
Yeah, when Sarah's saying in the chat, you know, would it be comparable to alcoholism? Many people are able to have one or multiple drinks, but some can't even smell it or be around it, or they become addicted and dependent on it. I think you're absolutely right. I also think that those people have other stuff going on.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to bring out, is that those things need to be dealt with first.
They're using it as a mechanism.
Or you can blame gaming.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, God, to put it into it, alcoholism, drugs, gambling, getting...
Yes, gambling was mentioned too.
But so many other things, you know, you can get lost in, you know, whether it be depression and entry into gaming and, it's a crutch. You know, I suppose so. But I wouldn't blame the gaming on it. The gaming is just, I think, an outcome. An outcome to it.
It's like everything. If everything's taken in moderation, there's no problem. But there's usually, like you say, an underlying issue for people to trigger and go off on these addictive qualities.
Mm. Okay. Well,
it's out there. Go read it. Kotaku has it on there, and it's a very good. It's a long read, but it is really worth your time.
Yeah.
Mm. Why have I ever been addicted? I've been so passionate and caught up on stuff because I go 100% at stuff or 110% at times, but I don't think it.
But see, if you go at it 100% for a short amount of time, that's just a temporary compulsion for that.
Yeah, it's more binging.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Sarah is absolutely right in the chat when she said, unfortunately, parents will hear this news and assume that just because their kids want to play video games for a couple of hours that they need to put a stop to it. And you're absolutely right. That's where it goes, that all video games are bad.
Then that's what the gaming community is worried about, is people are going to do exactly that. They're going to look at this and go, okay, you can't do this anymore. But it's like, my son loves to play Fortnite, and that was one of the samples that they brought up. But he knows he's only allowed a certain amount of time on that game, and in order to play that game, he is required 20 minutes of reading. He is required, and this is all of this is required at one, like 20 minutes of reading he has to do, 20 minutes of outside play, and then he has to make sure that he is dressed, he is clean, his room is clean, he's done this chore, that chore. I mean, there's a list of things that he has to do in order for him to earn time for those gaming hours.
Yeah, so let me take I think there's a couple of separate issues here. I'm sorry to drag this out maybe a wee bit, but I think there's an adult addiction or a late teen addiction to games that they should be doing other stuff. Not doing the chores. Any kid, you know, you can go to the movies all the time, all day, every day, not have to do a thing. You can play video games all day at home and not do the chores, not bring out the rubbish, not tidy your room, not, you know, eat crap all day. They will love that. They will do. Most kids, I know I did as a kid. That's why I would have buried myself in a room, stayed there for days if my dad hadn't kicked me out and get outside into the sunshine. I think there's a difference between that and the addiction kind of thing, and that is the addiction of the late teen, where it's affecting everything in their life, that they're becoming.
And that was one of their points. That was that first guy was like severely addicted versus there were different versions of it. They, I think they had three or four case studies that they focused on for the article, but it was over 19,000 case studies.
And I think we have to get used to the idea of, as a kid, one of my favorite toys before computers and stuff came along was Lego. And Lego, I played loads of Lego. Still, my kids still play with my bloody Lego that I had, and it's been added to and added to over the years. Mm-hmm. And things like Roblox, non-rapish, Minecraft, and stuff like that, there is the new Lego. And, you know, as this our generation comes along and our kids come along, my kids, when their kids are around, it's going to be almost normal that mm-hmm. this is what they do, you know. So, you know, this is somebody, especially the Fosters, as you call them, and they don't play a lot with toys, physical toys. Yes, they play outside, play a lot, but they don't play with cars and trucks and stuff like that. But they love Minecraft. And I'm still seeing them go. They're being creative with that sort of thing as well. So, yeah, but there is a difference between one and the other. You know, so. Anyway, if you have problems with addiction and you need to speak to somebody, please do so. And if you need to speak to one of us to chat about stuff like that there in a non-biased way, which we'd never speak to about the podcast, please reach out to any of us if you ever feel that way and you need someone to speak to.
And it doesn't even have to be about gaming.
No, anything at all. Anybody. If you have problems, you need to share a bit. We're the best listeners out there. Okay, on Facebook this week, there was a little strange article went up. Mark, maybe you want to talk or start this off, and I have to quickly powder my nose.
Yeah, well, I saw this on another group somewhere, and it's basically a dilemma, and you can only keep two. Let me get it on the screen for the people in the chat. So you can only keep two things out of all these. So there's junk food, alcohol, coffee, horror movies, superhero films, Star Wars, video games, metal, which is a music, metal music, and cats. So I put that up on our Facebook group, and we got quite a lot of response from that. So what were yours, Kim? I can remember what yours are without even thinking.
I think mine was a collaboration of several, actually. It was, what was it? Coffee, video games, superhero films, and cats. All one word, pretty much. I can't pick.
Yeah, mine
was awful.
Because I don't really drink much, and I'm trying to cut out the junk food. So mine, I put video games and horror movies, because I love a good horror movie. Robin tried cheating. Robin tried putting more than one thing.
Yeah, I went with alcohol twice.
Yeah.
No, realistically, coffee. I love my coffee. Couldn't do without my coffee. And drink alcohol isn't really that important to me, believe it or not. So if there's only two things I could keep, junk food, no, coffee, alcohol, yeah, it's a goodie. Coffee is a definite, I'd need to keep it. Horror movies, couldn't give a shit. Superhero films, Star Wars, cats, you can keep them.
If I had said dogs instead of cats, I might have picked that one, because I love my
little. Oh, see, if you had said dogs, that would have been really hard for me.
Like I never used to be that much into dogs, and even, but as when we got Jasper, it's nearly 4 years ago now, he's part of a family now. I could never, ever imagine living without him. He's just part of a family now. So, it's such an attachment to your pets, don't you? Anyway, I'm digressing. So, and what did you put?
Coffee
and video games was Nicole as well, I think, if I remember rightly. But we had a massive response. Peter Robson, Tim Kelly, Stephen Ratcliffe, Phil Olsen, Martin Chesworth, Simon Kempster, Justin Johnson, Darren Hilton, Gary DeFelice, Kyle Adams, Hardeep Lally. I've not heard of him for a while. Peter Chin, Dan Knappman. Yeah, so thank you to everyone who replied. It'll probably take too long to go through everyone's replies, but you can go on our Facebook group, which is fb.ocpod.com, and you can see the answers there. And you can join in and give us your choices.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you very much. That was good fun. I always love wee things like that there. It makes you think a wee bit. All right, who wants the new releases? Kim, talk some.
All righty. We have our new releases for July 7th through the 13th, and they are 20XX for the PS4 and Switch on July 10th. We also have 20XX for the Xbox One on July 11th. I have no idea what that is, but at least there's not another X. But anyway, there's MXGP Pro for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on July 10th. Shining Resonance Refrain for the PC, Switch, PS4, Xbox One on the 10th. Captain Toad Treasure Tracker for the Switch and 3DS on the 13th. Earthfall for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC, also on the 13th. Hotel Transylvania 3, Monsters Overboard for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 13th, and Octopath Traveler for the Switch also on the 13th. And those are our new releases.
I've heard a lot of people sing the praises of Octopath when it was on a demo, so I think that's going to be the key release this week. I think all Switch owners are going to get that.
Yeah, 20XX is, the little really hard-as-nails platformer that Eric was addicted to. Something man, what do you call it, man? Him. Yes, 20XX. Damn it, it's a hard-as-nails platformer.
Mega Man.
It's sort of Mega Man type thing. It looks. Yeah, if you're into that sort of Mega Man thing, that is up there. The motocross, as an ex-motocross guy from when I was 5 until I was 19, this actually looks darn good. I was watching some of this today. And that might tempt me somewhere down the line. So I don't know. God. Shining Resonance is a Japanese girls in scantily clad fighting each other thing. Captain Treasure Tracker, one of Fraser's favorite games on the Wii U, has made its way over to the Switch. Earthfall looks very, very interesting. It looks very like a Left 4 Dead and multiplayer, horde-y, zombie type alien things coming at you. That's worth looking at. And Hotel Transylvania for Monsters looks very much like a Xbox 360 game on the day. No. Okay.
I know the two chaps on the Gamesman podcast, I know they are really excited for that Octopath.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks like now. It's sort of Harvest Moonish, sort of those sorts of 8-bit characters sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're playing any of those or getting any of those, let us know.
This Hotel Transylvania 3, Monsters Overboard, I mean, the movie hasn't even released yet, has it?
Oh, right, it's a movie tie-in, okay. All right.
Yeah, well,
it looks like the
mall. Stupid.
The mall.
But I'm also not 6.
Yeah, that too. There's a certain market for it, I suppose. Look, if you see us online, grab us and play. If you see us online at all, grab us and play. It's odd over the summertime, but if you see us and you need somebody to play with, we're very sociable. And Nicole, would you like to talk about the victories achieved? We had a winner last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we announced him. We announced him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Didn't we?
Yep. And okay. He's got his prize code as well. Yeah.
Carl?
Yeah,
Carl Palmer. Mm-hmm. Stratham, I sent him his £15 PSN voucher today, and he was very happy with it. So,
very good.
Well done again, Carl.
Carl appears bearded in one of the EGX videos with his very, very lovely son, Luke. And there's a part in it where Chinny gives Luke his camera and says, "That's a very expensive camera, don't drop it." And Carl goes, no, I don't want the expense of that, lad.
Carl features a lot on the Entertain Nerds podcast. That's how I sort of like got to know him. And he does stream quite a lot, and he's got a really nice, smooth voice, a bit like Phil Olsen. And he's a very nice guy, so yeah.
Yeah, I've had dinner with him. He's a very, very nice fella. Made me very, very welcome in Birmingham one of the years. Okay, yeah, Nicole, would you talk about the victory achieved?
Yep, it's a little contest that we always have going on, so anybody can be a part of it. All you have to do is finish a game, take a selfie with all the little gaming paraphernalia in the background saying that, yes, you completed that game. Give us the title, send it to at OC underscore podcast on Twitter. That's a new thing, Twitter. On Twitter with the hashtag victory achieved. Our new contest is started July 1st and will run through the 30th of September. And we're so nice that we will give you space bucks, either $20 American or £15 in a gift card that you can use for PlayStation, Xbox Live, or Steam. And we've been talking about adding Nintendo, but I don't see that up there yet. So, as of the... I forget you people do this back. Yeah. Did you guys?
Today, 8th. 8th of July.
Yeah, as of today. We'll just go with today.
Oh, not that many this week.
I write the month out and then I put the day. So that's the only reason I recognize that you meant today.
Before you read these out, this just identifies that the weather is so good in the UK and the US because most people are outside, because this is not a long list.
This is Denik TQ's Middle Earth Shadow of War. So he completed that.
I've got that to play. I want to play that. It looks so good.
And then Hardly Dan, Star Wars Battlefront 2. He's completed that. And Ginger Balls completed Gears of War on Insane, all by his little lonesome.
Wow.
Holy moly.
What a guy.
Gears of War, honestly, was the easiest one to finish on Insane.
Was it?
Oops. The original Gears of War.
Just shit on his parade there, Nicole.
Yeah.
There's four of them, five-ish.
Don't worry, Pete. We all think you're great.
It is great. It is a massive achievement. But
dig a hole.
The easiest one. Want
a ladder to get out of it there, do you?
No, I don't give a shit.
I couldn't beat General Rammer at the end. It took me fucking ages. Little bastard.
The worst thing about
you did it blindfold. Yeah, go on. Rub it in.
The worst thing about Gears of War for me was I hadn't played it, so I was new to the Xbox 360, and I was told, you know, this is what you have to play. You have to go and play Gears of War 2. Play it. You know, it's even better than the first one. So I went and bought a second-hand copy and got all the way to the end, and I was fighting General Ram on a train.
Yeah, that's the first one.
Yeah, but the Gears of War 1 disc was in a Gears of War 2.
Oh, I thought I was playing Gears of War 2.
Yeah. So I was disappointed and very excited because I really enjoyed the first one too when I was fighting him in a train at the end of it. So, so well done, you guys. Congratulations.
We all get this special sound clip.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
Just
don't think he sounds like he's taking a shit.
Just a little bit. A bit.
All right. When he sort of like sang that, he just squeezed his nuts that bit tighter to get the higher octave. So,
no.
Yeah.
No. Okay, look, if you want to join in with us, we are live every week on twitch.tv/OC Pod. Podcast and on mixer.com/OC podcast on YouTube as well at 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 PM West Coast and 4 PM on the East Coast. Our shatters are in there. Someone get the shatters list up. You can join in live chat. We respond to it as you've heard this evening. Thank you very much for your input. But if you're in there and you're giving input or listening to this, please, can we ask you to please give us a little review on iTunes or wherever on YouTube as well, but especially iTunes. It gets our name out there. It when you put new reviews in, it gets us up the list so more people find the podcast. So please, I know it's not just as easy because you generally go on to flipping desktop to do it now, but yeah, anyway,
you
if you can
the
do
phone up.
Can you do it now as well? Okay.
Well, you can please. On the iOS one, yeah.
Yeah, a quick review, please, would be wonderful. Yeah, so lots of ways you can contact us. We've got lots of groups on Xbox and PlayStation, and we're on Discord. We're all over the place. And if you want to contact us by email or any of those other things, listen to this lovely, very, very informative, non-sexy information.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter. @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us, podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
I made you my bitch.
Love it. Love it. What shatters do we have shatting tonight?
We have several.
Ooh,
you want
good.
The list?
Yeah.
We had Electrical Skateboard, Soul Brother,
Hello.
And RCGC and Starve for Help that actually, you know, played around with us today.
That's nice. That's nice. Starve for Help. Okay.
His name fits him.
It does. It does indeed. Yes.
I mean, I adore Jason. Don't get me wrong. But that really fits him.
Uh, okay, let's get out of here. I have things to do. No, I don't. But let's get out of here. Nicole, just take us away and say hello to people and do your thing.
Oh, my shout outs?
Yeah.
Definitely to you guys. Always fun. To our chatters and to our listeners. We thank everyone. To Ben Sound, which is the person we get a lot of our music. I grabbed a couple of things from him that we've used. Our intro is from Ben Sound, so make sure to mention him in there. Over to Kim.
Alrighty, like Nicole, you know, shout out to you guys. It's always fun. Shout out to our chatters, shout out to our viewers and our listeners, because, you know, otherwise we'd just be talking to ourselves. Shout out to Mother Nature, because it's been 78 degrees today with the breeze, like, hardly no humidity, and it's like, yay! So, there's that. I guess that's it. I'm GamerRule27. That's Xbox. That's Twitter. Slight variation on the PlayStation, but you'll find me. So, yeah. How about you there, Mark?
You can find me. I am Marcanix on all the gaming platforms, and I am at Marcanix on Twitter. So hook me up on there. I want to shout out you guys. I want to shout out Phil. Hope you feel better. And thanks for the sort of like 10-minute warning, because I fell asleep earlier. Woke up and saw Mrs. Said, I'm not going to be on. I thought, oh, shit, I'm going to have to go on. I want to shout out the England football team. It's coming home.
Yeah. Yes.
It's good. Oh, my God, that World Cup chat group we've got was just meme after meme and video after video with It's Coming Home. It's crazy. So yeah, we'll play on Wednesday against Croatia at 7 p.m. so that's gonna be interesting. So yeah, I'll let you take us out, Robin.
Yes, well done to the England team. It was it seemed almost like a friendly match the other night. I watched it. It was very good against Sweden. Very well done, and a nice bunch of lads by the looks of it. You can get me at Bongo the Sane. Please go to bongosbits.com. You'll see all my video stuff going on there, or my Facebook page is at Robin Tate, and join in with my little video adventures. And Judith and I are still losing weight, so keep at that. To Greg, I hope you're having a nice weekend off again. Get back here. It's a holiday weekend in Northern Ireland next weekend, sort of. There's a national sort of holiday here on Thursday. I'll probably take a long weekend of it. So, yeah, I'll be here, but I'll be chilled. So, thank you very much for listening, everybody. This has been the Overseas Connection podcast. This has been great fun. Goodbye from Kim and Nick. And Mark and myself, have a great, safe and wonderful gaming week. See you all at the same time next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
I have to kill Mike Chin.
Why? Off that video.
Jesus Christ.
I've got to see this now.
Saturday. So, well, Friday was the burrito night, and I got very... I didn't actually think I was as drunk as I was, but he's made it out as I was absolutely fucking plastered. And I was rightly. I was fairly on. I must have had about 12 or 15 margaritas that night. And a few beers. But on the second night, they came back to my hotel and I had a conference room booked to do the podcast. Yeah. And then afterwards, Mike and the crew all came up to our room and I had a quick shower and got ready, but he had the fucking video camera in the shower. But I must have had still a bit of a buzz on because I was... Yeah, anyway. Oh. Yeah. No dangly bits are on show at all, but damn it.
You're having a good old feel there of it and singing to yourself.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, what the hell?
We are currently in Bongo's room.
Just in his lap.
That would be awesome. porn music and all. Good fun. I will speak to you through the week. Let's try and do some gaming and play some cactus shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go assault a cactus.
Let's go assault a cactus.